Fake 92, weekdays 1 to 4pm, East Coast Radio.
We're a really big family here at East Coast Radio, and often we get messages from listeners asking for advice, looking for support, and today is no different because we got a really cool voice note from Matt. Matt is a regular on the show, and he is turning 20 tomorrow. Yes, I stand a young king, and happy birthday, Matt, firstly. Matt sent a question for me, and it's one of those questions, again, that really forced me to take a deep look within and question some of my life choices.
Hi, Vic, it's Matt here. I just wanted to ask you, what is the best decision you made in your 20s?
Ooh, okay. So let me think about this. Firstly, let's cue the Miss Universe music, because this feels like question and answer time, and I'll only get the title if I give you the right answer. What was the best decision that I made in my 20s? I have to think really long and hard about this, because I think often we are very hard on ourselves and we put so much pressure when you reach a certain age, and you know, and the 20s is mostly where you spend a lot of your time figuring out who you are as a young adult. You know, you learn your limits, you learn what you're good at, you work on your career. It's like it's a lot happening in your 20s. It's a great time, but you know, it's a time for you to make mistakes. So I would firstly say that be okay with who you are. Be okay with the fact that you're going to make mistakes. But no matter how many mistakes you'll make, you'll always recover from it. And I made a lot of bad decisions, like from the way I managed my money to the friends that I had. But I think the best thing that I did in my 20s was build a good network of friends who added value and who didn't make me feel bad. And I learned how to say no to people very early on. It's very important to not please other people, because in the process of pleasing other people, you forget about who you are. And I think another important thing that I did in my 20s was start exercising. And I maintain that exercise routine. I can't believe my 20s are over. I legit just turned 30. So it was an amazing time. Listen, Matt, I'm so jealous that you're turning 20 tomorrow, because it really is, it's the most beautiful time. It's a time that you're going to spend so much discovering out who you are. And you're going to really push yourself, and you are going to experience many things and do everything. I think, you know, one of the things I regret is that I didn't do everything. I didn't take enough of a risk. And I wish I did that more. I wish I traveled a lot more in my 20s as well. Listen, I think we should help Matt out today. What do you think? Matt's listening. Matt's turning 20 tomorrow. He's a young king. Like, he's already trying to get advice from us just so that he can be prepared for the next decade of his life. What is the best decision that you made in your 20s? 061-792-9495.
Hey, East Coast Radio. So, yeah, best decision I made. No glove, no love, bruh. That can be the greatest thing ever. No glove, no love.
Also, maybe hold on to not having kids, perhaps?
The advice I'd give him is if you find someone to love and someone who truly loves you, don't let it pass you by. I know you're still young, but yeah, you don't have to have kids right away. You can build a life together. Two is better than one. Two brains are better than one together. And grab hold of them and never let them go.
Aww.
That's what I did. By the time I was 25.
Very
Thank
cool.
you. Bye.
Very cool. Don't run away from love.
Hi, it's Coast. Namosa here. What I would advise as the best decision for the 20s is to travel as much as you can before
yes.
you have responsibilities. As soon as you start working, start saving for retirement and teach yourself about finances. If you can, save half of your salary, because then you can afford it. Unlike when you have responsibility, then becomes out of your hand. Okay, and explore the world. I mean, go out, do everything that you want to do before you are tied up to family life and you have to sit at home and you can't go overseas because you have children to take care of and family.
I love that.
Matt, take it from our old Tani. Start saving.
Yay.
Mike, start with the discipline to save. Whatever you make, whatever your income, whatever your tip, whatever you work for, save 50% of that in an account that you cannot draw the money. There's lots of nice savings accounts that you can just put the money in. It's safe, you get interest, you can't draw it, and then when you know what you want to do, or when you have a chance to do something nice or go overseas or whatever, you have something in your back pocket. Save, boy, save.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.